Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Shannon Kaiser. She is a car seat technician, and she works at Central Valley Health in Jamestown. And Shannon, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We have some really important information to be sharing today with the listeners. We know that Citywide Cleanup Week is coming up in Jamestown, May 13th through the 16th. We're going to see a lot of debris, a lot of things that people are throwing away. And Shannon, something else we may be seeing on the sides of the roads in the next couple of days are car seats.
Yes.
And there's something really important we need to know about these car seats. Sometimes when they're thrown out, there's some steps they need to take when they're throwing out car seats specifically, right?
Exactly. I remember last year when I was driving through Jamestown, I did see quite a few car seats on the curbside side of the road. So there's a few steps that we encourage that people do if they are going to be throwing out their unused, expired, damaged car seats. So what we want to do is you want to remove the padding from the car seat itself and then cut the straps. And so what this does is it prevents somebody from coming and picking that car seat up and using it again and leaving their child vulnerable right to an unsafe seat.
Now, and obviously there's numerous reasons why they need to take these precautions when they're doing it, because some of these car seats, I mean, car seats are important mm-hmm. enough as it is. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked before, Shannon, people sometimes set up those car seats incorrectly, or those car seats are expired or don't meet those necessary guidelines. And we want people to avoid that as much as possible, not to be like, hey, you know, a free car seat, I can use this, or,
exactly.
you know, that's what we're trying to avoid, right?
Yep. You want to know, when you're putting your child in a seat, you want to know the complete history of the car seat. Has it been in a crash? Is there a damaged piece that you might not know about? Is it expired? All car seats expired, including booster seats. That's something that people overlook, booster seats. So just making sure that you know the history. If you're getting it from a friend, that is okay, yeah. as long as you know, if you trust them and you know the history of that seat.
For sure. And so what are some steps, Shannon, you would encourage maybe an individual I'm not encouraging it, but if they want to risk that, they want to pick up a car seat that hasn't taken these steps and dismantled before being set out on the curb. Is there a place they can go or somebody they can talk to be like, hey, is this seat okay? Or how do I set this up? I mean, do you guys encourage them to stop by and talk to you about that stuff?
Yes, we do have two certified technicians. So we take free car seat checks by appointment. So give us a call and come on in and we can help you check your seat. If you don't know if there's an expiration date on it, sometimes they're a little hidden on the seat. So we can help you look for that. We can go through, make sure that there's nothing recalled. And then if you don't feel like your seat fits in your car right, we can help you with that as well.
Yeah, and that's, you already blew my mind, because I've never heard of expiration dates for car mm-hmm. seats. And is that a typical thing then?
Yep, they're typically 6 years. It's always printed on the car seat somewhere. Sometimes they're hidden, so it can be difficult. But yes, there is an expiration date for every car seat that you
wow, have.
Wow,
I did not know that. Shannon Kaiser again joining us right now, and let's talk about it. Again, spring clean, it starts May 13th, goes through the 16th. And we encourage individuals, if they see a car seat, maybe don't take it, look into something else. There's different alternatives. Mm-hmm. Again, dismantle it as much as possible before disposing, so we don't run into that, somebody using this car seat that may be expired or may not meet those guidelines. And again, Shannon, if they want to ask you any questions, want to set up a car seat checkup, they're encouraged to stop by or give you a call. And there's a couple of ways they can do that, right?
Yep. They can call us at 252-8130. Just stop in and make an appointment. And then, yes, if you are out on a walk with your dog and you see a car seat on the side of the road and it's not yours, go ahead and cut the straps or ask the homeowner to cut the straps, just
right.
because they are putting it out for garbage. So I'd intend that it probably is garbage. So they don't want somebody to pick it up.
Exactly. So make it unusable in the cleanest sense possible.
Exactly.
Perfect. Shannon, anything else about car seat safety or about upcoming like disposal of car seats or setting up car seats that you want to mention?
We will be having some events. They haven't been set as of yet, but just be on the lookout for those. We'll have some free car seat checkup events around town this summer. We'll be traveling out to like Napoleon and hopefully Yackel as well, maybe even Medina, to try and reach those populations. And yeah, if you have any questions, give us a call.
Yeah, that number again, 252-8130. Shannon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.